riding to liberation, confiscation. I wanna be your man. Someday we'll look back on this and it will all seem funny. Now you say, mama's man.
Sail on, sailor, sail on. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Pave me a path to follow, and I'll tread any dangerous road. I will beg and I'll steal, I will borrow, if I can make your heart my home. Throw me to the water, I don't care how deep or shallow, because my heart can pound like thunder, and your love can send me free. Can I get it right now? Can I get it right now?
I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Thank you. Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Microphone check, 1, 2. Yo, 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 1, 2, check, check, check. 1, 2, yo, 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 cut me a check. To the homie on the couch, Yellowstone room, homie, welcome to the south. Bringing up a check, calling to collect. Studio live, got the tools on the couch. What's that all about? Holla, baby, shout. You know we put your brown and we finna turn it out. You know you cannot do without needing medicine in your brain. Without the intermission high, King Butch coming like a freight train in the left lane. 150 miles an hour, kinda insane. Real shit, man. Me the lion, higher octane. With the big man, can't constrain. Obtain every title known to man. So everybody in the world know my name. African to the death, with an S on my chest, a no-brainer. Not fit for containers. Get it or get out, but homie, just make a decision. Looking through the prism for the intermission. Fuck open and wishing. Yo, we designed for the grind. Mindset soldiers holding on the front line. We took the beast and mixed it with the savage. And put the shit in the soup. I got habits that's mad lavish. Remembered all the homies that they told me you could have it. Cause you could have it with the sweat from your neck. And a self-placed bet in the mirror. Stand tall, my nigga, your dreams on your shoulders. 100 million lashes, but you know they couldn't hold us. They overworked and undersold us. With a bag full of fries and some sugar sodas. Even with the blueprint, they know they can't decode us. As I peel out, we're beautiful in the yellow lotus. I stay focused and stay close with all the homies from the bill. I keep it real. You know the deal, tennis shoe. Butch Brown. King Butch Brown. Best band in the world.
We'll be right back. Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To everyone, let's lead the way.
I drove away from you. Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round, coming round, never touching down. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round and round and round. She's the light that brightens up my day. She passes by and I can't look away. I'm in her orbit, drawn into her sway. Here and gone, I can't get her to stay. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round, coming round, never touching down. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round and around and around. Like the sun and moon, she puts me in a spin. She goes away and comes right back again. I never know just where it is she's been. It's a game she plays that I can never win. She's like a satellite. Like a satellite. I'm in a state whenever she arrives. She throws me off, it's always a surprise. I float away as I look in her eyes. As she gets away, she's got me hypnotized. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round, coming round, never touching down. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round. Coming around, coming around.
windy has stormy eyes, a flash at the sound of lies, and windy has wings to fly.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free.
Tip it up. everybody. My name is Spencer Walsh. You are listening to WMFO. It is 10:56. That was Raise the Roof from Fahrenheit there. And we are just 3 minutes away from an all-new one-hour block of Spencer Walsh at Night. I'm going to take you through till Monday, till the clock strikes midnight. And I'll stick around for the news a little bit after. But before we start today's show, I do want to get everybody caught up on what is going on, all around the world. But first, we've got to start right here in the area. And we start right here in the Tufts community. This is the Tufts Freeform Radio Station. So we are starting with a little bit of a jumbo news briefing. And that is presented today, and as always, by the Tufts Daily. All right, so we start today with some big breaking news around the, this weekend's been a busy blizzard weekend. Don't know if anyone's been, snowed in or anything else like that. But in an email to the Tufts community on January 28th, University Infection Control Health Director, Dr. Michael Jordan. Still love that we have a doctor called Michael Jordan. Just the best. Pretty cool. But he's doing a good job. And he announced that there have been 5 campus COVID-19 policy changes effective February 1st. These changes are due to updated data and public health guidance on the coronavirus since first we had to tighten the restrictions post-October. So the university announced the following, that all on-campus dining halls will return to in-person dining after having operated in a grab-and-go format since the start of the spring semester. So we're getting plates back, folks. Always very good for, the people in the Tufts community. I personally am very excited about that. The email has also announced that Tufts will permit food and beverages in in-person events and meetings with the exception of buffets after prohibiting them at the beginning of the semester. The email announced that visitors are once again welcome on campus, including in residence halls, on the condition that they follow university guidelines on masking and COVID-19 vaccination. Jordan noted that visitors coming to campus more than 5 times per semester are required to continue participating in Tufts testing program. And the university also updated its policy on spectators attending sporting events and theatrical performances, allowing attendees at these events, given that they follow the Tufts COVID-19 protocols. So that is going to be one of the big things. And Jordan also announced the reopening of All Campus Fitness Center in the email. That's something that a lot of people are, here in the Medford campus are very, very excited about as we come to you today from our Curtis Hall studios. And other news, applications to the class of 2026 have reached a record high, with admissions expected to be even more competitive this year. Somerville has been recognized as one of the 95 global climate